This is the BBC Home Service.
Stop! Stop! My lords, ladies, and gentlemen, back from the dead, we present half an hour of continuous radio fighting in both corners. Greenslade.
Yes, master.
Tell the masses, Mr. Greenslade, what we have in store.
Yes, master. Ladies and gentlemen, the goons and myself, after a successful season of unemployment, return to the air for a long series of one.
Ooh.
They commence with a mystery play, packed from end to end with mediocrity under the title of...
The Whistling Spy Enigma.
The crimes you are about to hear have all been specially committed for this program. Here to tell you the story with the aid of smoke, glass, ear, trumpet, and reconditioned head is Captain Harry Seagoon.
When it all started. At the time, I was asleep in my electrified elephant hammock when through the pigeonhole flew a carrier pigeon. There was something strapped to its leg. It was a postman.
A letter for you?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hurriedly, I tore open the letter. Inside was an envelope with a message that said,
I got at once to where I find.
The letter was written in a disguised voice. Hurriedly strapping on a fresh pigeon, I flew out the window.
Come in.
Captain Harry Seagoon reporting for duty as instructed, sir. I'm ready to die for the flag, bleed for my country, suffer great sufferings, and all for England.
You silly, twisted boy, you. Pull up a chair.
Thank you. So this is the fabulous Lance Brigadier Hercules Gritpipe Thin. I drew up a chair and placed it on the table next to him. Gad, how cunningly he was disguised. Stark naked, save for a sou'wester, string lorgnettes, and a pair of identical plimsolls.
Now, Captain Seagoon.
Yes.
Please don't do that. Captain, you have been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission.
Does this mean I've been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission?
So you've guessed, eh? Seagoon, you're to make your way to Hungary via Budapest.
Will I have to go abroad?
If all else fails, yes. It's dangerous work.
I suppose I'll have to take risks.
Oh, yes, and a small pot of tea.
What does this mean?
It means you've been chosen to go abroad with a packet of risks and a small pot of tea.
For what reason?
Reason? Does there have to be a reason?
Ying tong it lipo.
Very well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll tell you. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
During the last 18 months, you may have noticed that throughout the civilized world and America, British prestige has fallen very low. Yes?
Yes.
And do you know why?
Yes. I don't know why.
I'll tell you. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
One thing killed Britain, and that was our defeat by the Hungarian football team.
Yes.
I fear those Magyars did for us, lad. Before they play us again, we must make absolutely sure they don't win.
Does this mean sabotage?
You may well ask that.
I did ask it well.
I suppose you did. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
This is Operation Explodable Boot. You will make your way to Budapest. Once there, you will contact our British agent, X.
X? How do you spell it?
X.
Thank you. How do I contact him?
By whistling a highly skilled, mysterious secret tune. Mm-hmm. The moment he hears it, he will hand you a sealed envelope. Heavily sealed.
But the secret tune?
It goes like this.
Wait, that's the Hungarian Rhapsody. What's secret about that?
Fool, didn't you notice? I was whistling it in English.
I know, but there are thousands of Hungarians who can whistle in English fluently.
How dare they?
In any case, I can't whistle.
Curses. We shall have to think about this. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Captain Seagoon and the Brigadier are thinking, we, the BBC, would like to entertain you with a smile and a song from that well-known tenor, Webster Smogpule.
Thank you, Ricky Fulton. I should like to commence my program with a song that is rapidly climbing to the top of the Horse Guards Parade. That lovely melody that I have just recorded from my latest film, which is now showing north of the river, and is called I Shine For You Alone by Boat Black. Cyril, could I have one?
Seagoon, I've got it.
Do you have a bit of hold, Mr. Lumsall?
Odium.
Yo?
Send in our highly skilled, mysterious, wishing espionage agent.
You mean you'll send a man with me who'll do all my highly skilled, mysterious, secret whistling?
Exactly. Seagoon, this is him. The man who can remember a tune no matter how complicated.
How do you know?
I'm fine, fine. Yep, I'm fine, fine. Yep, and you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep, yep, we're all fine. Yep. How's your old dad?
My old dad?
Yep. How's your old dad?
Oh, my old dad's very well, to be sure.
Good. Good, 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 good. My old dad's okay too, you know. Yep, yep. My old dad's fine. He's fine. Yep, he's okay. My old dad's okay.
Yes, yes, I'm sure he is.
Yeah. Your old dad's okay. And my old dad's okay. They're both okay. Both our old dads. Are okay. They're both okay, aren't they?
Yes. Brigadier, this man doesn't look very intelligent.
I heard that. I heard that. Let me tell you that it ain't looks that count. It's what you got up here that matters.
And what have you got up there?
Nothing. How's your old dad?
I don't see what my old dad's health has to do with you,
well,
I'm sure.
Your old dad.
Well, my old dad is...
What about your old dad?
As fit as yours, I'm sure. You can't say...
Max Galdray, pull up a chair. gentlemen, please. Please. I've just been on the phonograph to HQ. You are to collect a new highly skilled mysterious whistling tune direct from our own highly skilled mysterious pianist composer. Eccles knows him well.
How far is it?
Oh, 63 miles.
Let's go.
This is the house. I shall now give the secret knock that only he and I know. That's him. He's got it.
How many stories once do we break it down so happen happy or I live and breathe?
However, did you get a name like that?
I have influence.
Open up, Mr. Kran. It's me, Eccles.
Oh, Eccles, it's me, Mr. Kran.
Oh, Mr. Kran, it's me, Eccles.
Oh, Mr. Eccles.
Yeah.
Well.
You idiot. Oh, Mr. Kran, sir, open this door at once.
I can't. It's locked and the key's locked.
Curse, the door's locked.
Try the window. That's open.
Right. Oh, curse, the window's locked as well.
It's open.
It's locked. Come out and see for yourself.
I will. Now, let me try it. You're right. You know, the window is locked. What a state of affairs. The window and the door.
Oh, I'll go inside and open it.
Bravo.
Okay.
That
it's
was a good
idea. Mr. Kron, the window's locked from the inside as well.
Here's a fine how'd you do.
Where?
Oh. Are you sure you can't find the key to the door?
My dear military gentleman, come inside and look for yourself.
Right. Lead on.
Now, it used to hang on the nail behind this door.
Well, it's certainly not there. Looks as if we're locked out.
Who's there?
It's me, Eccles. I got the window open. If you come out, you can crawl in through it.
We can't come out. The door's locked and we've lost the key.
Oh! Can I come in and help look for it?
Of course, come in.
Thank you.
Now, let me see. Yeah. Oh, Eureka! Semper Fidelis! I found it. It was in my pocket all the time.
Good show!
Now, I'll just unlock the door and let them in. Good heavens. All that trouble for nothing.
Why?
There's nobody out here.
The fools must have got impatient and run away.
Well, never mind about them. What about you? You've come for the new, highly skilled, mysterious whistling tune, haven't you?
Exactly. You must teach it to Eccles.
Good. Now, Eccles, have you ever heard this tune before?
No.
What do you mean, no? I haven't sung it yet.
Oh, well, that's why I haven't heard it.
Well, listen.
Yep.
Got that, Eccles?
How'd that go again?
Did you see where they went?
What?
My teeth. Answer that phone.
Hello, yes, right. Kran, we've got to fight hungry at once.
Oh, but I haven't taught Eccles the tune yet.
You'll have to come with us.
Oh, and yes, Minnie?
What?
Minnie?
What is it, Henry?
I'm going to Hungary, Minnie.
I leave your dinner in the oven, Henry.
Minnie.
Come in to horse. Get up. Open your mouth.
round and round this blasted room.
I'm waiting for someone to open the door. Harrington!
Yes!
Open the door!
What's going on? A, B, C. It's as easy as can be, and I listen. Down around the corner in a little school, the children learn the lessons and the golden rule. 'Cause they got a teacher up from Basin Street, and she teaches boogie with the boogie beat, teaching the ABC with rhythm and ease. Early every morning is the same old thing. All the kids are waiting for the bell to ring. When they hear it ringing, they all jump in line, walk into the schoolroom feeling mighty fine. They say the ABCs with rhythm and ease. Yes, rhythm and writing and arithmetic, talking to the tune of a hickory stick. Education is not complete if you boogie woogie woogie beat will I read. Down around the morning when it's time to go, the children get the books and they stand right at the door. Teacher is so happy 'cause she's done a bit to educate the kids and make them really fit to say the ABCs with rhythm and ease. Yes, football boots off the piano. Now take your boxing gloves off. That's better. That's nice. A, A, B, B, C, C, D, D, E, E, F, F, G, G, H, 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 H. Talking to the tune of a hickory stick. No education is ever complete without a boogie woogie woogie beats. Willow reads in the morning when it's time to go. The children get the books and stand beside the door. Teacher is so happy 'cause she's done a bit to educate the kids and make them really fit to say their ABC. It's the ABC. It's the ABC.
Spy Enigma Part 2. Seagun and party are on their way to Hungary to contact the British secret agent there by whistling them a highly skilled, mysterious tune. Once there, they are to sabotage the Hungarian football team. Seagun's first contact was to be the British ambassador.
Oh, sad me fnefix and fetch me thuns. Another time filling in phrases.
Major Dennis, but not
the same. Who are you, sir? Very interesting, but who the blazes are you?
My card.
It's blank.
I know, I'm keeping my identity a secret.
Ah.
But I'll tell you my name.
Glad to hear it, Captain Seagun. Pull up a chair.
Thank you. It's been quite a journey. No fun hiding under a third-class railway seat.
You've been hiding under... The disgrace! You know very well we British only hide under first-class seats.
Yes, but I was trying to save money.
I understand. Pull up a chair.
Thank you. Major, I've been shadowed here by the Hungarian highly skilled, mysterious, secret anti-whistling police.
Horace!
Yes, I'd like to stay the week here, if possible. What do you say?
12 and 6 a day, food extra.
You're charging me, an Englishman, to stay at the British Embassy?
It's the holiday season. They charge twice as much at Blackpool.
I'm not on holiday. I'm here on a dangerous mission.
You mean you might get killed?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's different. Well, under the circumstances, I must ask for the rent in advance.
Oh, I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Come now, with a face like that, you must have been.
By St. George, you drive me harder. I'll lock you down. I'll... You hear those highly skilled, mysterious footsteps coming up the highly skilled, mysterious stairs?
No.
Neither can I.
Well, we'd better start hearing them soon, or it'll be too late.
You're absolutely right. It must be a highly skilled, mysterious enemy.
Of course. The moment he enters a room, strike him down with something.
Right. Hand me that piano.
That's no good. It's out of tune.
Curse. Never mind. Hand me that 600-foot factory chimney in the corner.
No, no, not that. It's my last one. Don't touch it.
The highly skilled whistling tune. Shh. It must be the noble Eccles.
Huzzah!
Oh, Captain Seagoon. Hands up.
Oh.
Who are you?
Mother Brown.
Knees up.
Graze me, Grundles. It's William de Papricong Moriarty Ney Smith, head of the dreaded, highly skilled, mysterious, anti-whistling Hungarian counter-espionage agent.
Well said.
Thank you.
Now, what is the highly skilled, mysterious whistling tune? I must know.
I won't tell.
I warn you. I will count up to a highly skilled 40,000, and then I'll shoot.
40,000?
Yes, I've got to go home with my gun.
When I saw that he was a dwarf, I was all for attacking him right away, but Bloodnock stopped me.
No, wait till he gets older.
Finally, on his 93rd birthday, we sprang. Right, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Major Bloodnock and Captain Seagoon are so valiantly fighting for their country, I would like to sing that beautiful song. I shine for you alone. Can I have my music, please? I shine for you alone. I'm my own.
We battled with Moriarty. Ooh. In the darkness, we grappled for 3 hours. Stop! Hello?
Seagoon?
Yes?
Moriarty, I just thought I'd tell you I've been home for the last 2 hours.
What? Then who's this we've been battering on the bonds?
I've been wondering where you're going to wash the Hector.
Eccles, my poor, poor Eccles.
How did you recognize me?
Who else wears a reconditioned head?
I've been looking everywhere for you. For the last 10 days, I've been up the main street whistling the secret tunes.
Any contacts?
Yeah. Two old ladies took me home.
Time's running out. I wonder who the secret, highly skilled, mysterious British agent is. Try whistling it once more.
Okay.
Shh, shh. What luck. Here's someone answering the call.
Yeah?
You the one who's been doing all the whistling?
Yeah?
For Lord's sake, turn it up. We're trying to get some kip upstairs.
Cass! Where the devil can the highly skilled, mysterious British agent be? Where can the mysterious British agent be? Where can the mysterious deaf British agent...
I heard you come in, my highly skilled, mysterious captain. Sorry I did not hear you first time, but my damn dear super cut-out cardboard radio receiver failed at a crucial moment. Moves upstage, strikes heroic pose, but unstrikes it when trousers fall down. Your turn.
Tell me, who are you, you dirty-nosed goon?
Well, I'm Eccles. I told you that.
Not you! You!
I am Secret Agent Bluebottle. Strikes mystery pose in army surplus nightshirt covered in egg stains. I will now show my Nordic features. Whips off false beard, false earrings, and dirty big cardboard nose. Hello.
But you look exactly the same without them.
Oh, no, I was disguised as myself. Hey. I have made a little jocules. Hey. Pauses for audience applause, not a sausage.
Tell me, little stringy, chinless agent,
Hey. What
are the secret orders?
You are to follow me to the football stadium. There, we are to insert the dreaded dynamite in the football boots of every Hungarian player. And when they kick the ball...
So that's the plan. Right, lead on.
Give me some men who will stop, hearty men who will fight.
In here, lads. This is a changing room. Now, Those must be their boots. Now, insert the dynamite in the toe caps.
Right here, Echo. Hold these three red sticks of dynamite.
Oh, wait a minute. One of them is a stick of Blackpool Rock.
Oh. Are you sure, Ricky?
Of course I'm sure. Yeah. Oh, just a minute. Oh. Of course, I could be wrong.
Look at our Echoes. He has blowed all his titty pegs out of his mouth. What a funny... You dropped a stick of dynamite in my trousers. Oh, I'm exposed. Exposed to the elements. Aye. Moves left, places scout hat over shattered area, continues with a plan.
Are you both all right?
Yup.
Curse. Well, never mind. I fixed their boots. Now, back to the embassy. Ah, Bloodlock. Switch on the radio, quick.
Right, the match is just starting.
Oh, goody, goody.
And the teams are just coming onto the field now. Hungary versus England.
This is the end of the Hungarians, lad.
The match was nearly called off because the British team forgot to bring their football boots. But the Hungarians sportingly gave them theirs.
No! No! Stop the match! Stop the match! No!
Stop it! Stop the tune. I say, is that the end of the game?
Yes, you little shattered unit.
Oh, that was a rotten game. Oh. I don't like playing that game.
Come on,
I'll get you a playtime for that. No,
that was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan with the Arrangement Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.